All right. Well, welcome everybody. Happy Sunday morning. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Welcome to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, visitors, and all joining us by audio or video. Amen. God has great plans for you, and all of them include, none of them include defeat. Amen. All of them include win. Win-win. You're on the winning side. Amen. And listen, God has great plans for you. Make yourself available. This is what we were talking about. When you make yourself available, He wants to use you. So sometimes we hold ourselves back, but He wants us to be available for us to be used by Him. Amen. So remember, you're greater. Greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. I'm a winner, I'm a champion, and I'm an overcomer. Let's remember these things. We need to get into the Word and confess the Word. Man, we're going to have a good time. Praise God. So grab your Bibles and let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm excited. So you be excited. Amen. We've been talking. Last week, we were talking about being available. One of my favorite subjects is we got to make ourselves available to Him. You know, I've heard this so many times, you know, well, God don't want to use me, or God is not using me. Well, we need to make ourselves available. Amen. Listen to this. God will use you, or God will use you what you make available to Him. Amen. You remember the story about the little boy? The little boy went and he was in the crowd, and he sent the disciples out to go and see what people had out there to eat. And the little boy made himself available. He didn't have to share, but he shared anyway. And he had the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And he brought them to Jesus. And the disciples were really thinking negative because they thought, well, that's not enough, so let's send him away. Jesus says, whatever you make available for me, okay, is enough. Remember, it's not about our abilities, our inabilities, but our availability. This little boy made himself available, made his lunch available, and it fed all the people that were there. And there was baskets, 12 baskets full afterwards. So listen, all you need to do is make yourself available for Him. Amen. Forget about the negative stuff. Forget about the past. You know, some of us are still hung up in the past. Amen. So we're going to be talking, we got scripture about all this, but we got to let the past go. Amen. The people, if you're not for God, you're for the enemy. And enemy is going to use people to come and remind you of your past. Let your past go. It's gone. It says the new is in, the old is gone. Amen. So, man, I'm excited. I'm getting way ahead of myself. But anyway, here's our text was Isaiah 6 and 8. It says, also I heard a voice of God saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, sent me. Okay, he wasn't thinking about, am I qualified? Am I good enough? He was saying, I am available, sent me. And I read this to you last week, and I'll read it to you again. But it says this, God isn't looking for abilities, but rather availabilities. Amen. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. You are called. You are anointed. You're qualified, totally equipped to fulfill what God has called you to do. The main thing is you got to take that step of faith, and you got to step out of your boat and say, here am I, Lord. I can do all things through Christ. Through Him who strengthens me. Amen. Ooh, man, you need to take that. You need to write that down and read it every day. Remind yourselves, you know, because you hear so. We've been talking about the negative media out there. All they want you to do is think negative. And all they want to do is put fear on you. But He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, there's a lot. We hear a lot of Christians being killed right now. Why? Because they wouldn't denounce the name of Jesus. They wouldn't give up the name of Jesus, you know. Say, are you for God or not? I'm for God. They wouldn't step down. They make themselves available to him, and they're still available, and now they're with him. But still, you know, we just pray for them and pray for the families. Amen? So praise God. But God wants to bless you, encourage you, and change you. And he wants to correct us. Amen? So what we want to do is we want to make ourselves available to him. Change on a daily basis. Amen? So God will use whatever we make available to him. What is it you're giving? Give of yourself. Amen? We have a lot of good things. Here we go. Be available. It says, if you are faithful, that means you're available. Because faithful people make themselves available. It doesn't take great skill or gifts to serve God. It takes someone that is available and willing to serve. But you must be available in order to do this. Say, Lord, here am I. Send me. You're good enough. God placed you here, and you're good enough. Amen? So, forget about what the world says. Forget about what the family says. Forget about what friends are saying. And you know what? You need to clean your mind, renew your mind with the Word of God so you stop thinking negative. It's time to start thinking positive. Amen? So, praise God. We're just going to review a few things, and then we'll get back on it. Mark 1:17-18 says, and Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets, and they followed him. We're talking about professional fishermen. God called, and they just left their job, and they followed him. Amen? He's called each and every one of us, but some of us have not answered the call. We need to answer the call. We need to be obedient. They left their jobs, and they followed him. We need to be followers of Jesus and not followers of men. Amen? So, praise God. God said, I want you to be available. I want you to be passionate when it comes to loving me, serving me, and living for me. Remember, you got to speak it. Amen? You got to do it. You got to live it. Amen? So, let's do this. Amen? Step out in faith on a daily basis. People are available and passionate about everything except God. Come on now. It's ringing a bell for somebody. We're not making ourselves available. We need to make ourselves available. You know, a lot of times we make ourselves available for the wrong things. And then we feel bad about it. Amen? So let's not go there anymore. Be available and passionate for God. Praise God. On a daily basis, not just once in a while. Have a winning attitude, not a losing attitude. Hallelujah. And I talked to you about the four passionate friends that took their friend. Jesus was in the area, and he was preaching at a house. And these four friends brought their friends to Jesus. They couldn't get in. They wouldn't take a note from Jesus. So guess what? They went up on the roof, and they tore the roof. I don't know who the owner was. But it doesn't say what happened. Maybe they help him fix it afterwards. So we're available to help you fix the roof after this. But they wanted Jesus. They wanted to lower. They lowered him right where Jesus was. And Jesus didn't refuse it. Jesus saw their faith. Do you see the good in people instead of the bad? A lot of times we put people down instead of lifting them up. We can't go there. We've done too much of that. Amen. See people with the love and compassion of God. We're his children. Amen. We're supposed to be imitators of God. Amen. Not the world. So let's remember this. He told a man, he says, stand up. He says, pick up your mat and go home. The man did what he told him. A lot of times God has told us things and we put it on the shelf and we forget about it. He says, the cripple, he didn't say, I'm crippled, I can't do this. He said he jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. He says, wait a minute, what's going on here? But you know what? God is able, amen? Every part of him was functioning normal. So, Father, there's a lot of people watching you right now, and we're just praying for them, Lord. Whatever the situation may be, COVID-19, whatever it may be, whatever sickness, we just call it well. And we call it heal because your word of God says so. Amen. So we're standing with them, Lord. and we're standing on your word. And they were amazed and praised God passionately, exclaiming, we've never seen anything like this before. You know, I think there's a part in the Bible where it says he used the donkey. I don't know if he knows donkey talk, but he used them. He says, why are you beating me? I'm helping you. I'm carrying you. I'm taking you where you need to go. And he says, wow, he was stunned, you know, because you ever heard a donkey talk?
No.
No, but he did. Amen. So God will do greater things, greater things than this. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see where we're going to pick up. So we're going to pick it up right here. God has a plan for you. Okay. He has a plan for you. We're always thinking about somebody else. And yeah, so-and-so is educated. So-and-so is got everything it takes. Well, so have you. But we got to renew our minds and get the unbelief and get the traditions out, the mindsets out. Amen. And start thinking the way God wants us to think. Amen. I'm going to hook up with what the Word of God says. And I'm going to do what the Word of God says. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11. Well, let's see some more of these, Carmen. Or some good ones. Okay, that's our text. It says, make yourself available to God. Go ahead. You are God's masterpiece. Ephesians 2:10. Write these down so you can go check for yourself. And read them from different translations. You are God's masterpiece. How can you be God's masterpiece and think like junk? And think bad of yourself? Amen. You're beautiful. You're a masterpiece in God's eyes. So why are you thinking so bad about yourself? You know? Keep going. Man, these are good. Whew. This is the same one. I just wrote it out in the King James. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Yeah. Go to the next one. Here we go. We're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So he put you here for a purpose. All you need to do is make yourself available. Know his word and know what the word says so that you can make yourself available and be available for him to use you. Amen. He wants to use you. Keep going. There you go. What's it say? Offer yourself to God. Have you offered yourself to God? Amen. So a lot of times we just go in there and put our requests in all the time and then leave. But have you offered yourself without having to say anything else? Lord, here am I. Send me. No. It's always somebody else. Well, I just go make my demands and leave. Let's not be that way. It says, offer yourself to God. Romans 6:13. Keep going. Here we go. It says, give yourself to God. Surrender your whole being to him to be used for righteous purpose. Amen. This is Romans 6:13. Offer yourself to him. Maybe you're not hearing because you're not making yourself available. Amen. So make yourself available to him. Keep going, Carmen. Here we go. We're going to be talking about these. This is the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. It is within the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12. The New Living Translation is one body, but many parts. So I don't have to go copy what everybody else does. God has gifted me to do what he's given me to do. Amen. But I need to be focused and be available for him to use me and do big or small, whatever it may be. Still, Lord, I'm doing this under you. And I'm not wanting to please people because that wasn't big enough or that was too small. I'm not pleasing you. I'm pleasing God. Lord, I'm doing this under you. Amen. Woo, come on. I'm excited. Go to the next one. It says the body is a unit. Amen. It's a unit. We work in unity. Through it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. And in Corinthians 12:12, just different translation here. Amen. But let's do this. Let's learn these things so we can know we're many parts, but we're one body. So you know what, my brother, I don't look at colors. Don't look at denominations. Look at people, brothers, sisters in Christ. Amen. So we can be a unit instead of divided. Amen. Come on. That's what the enemy uses all the time, to keep us divided all the time, instead of being united in Him. This body and every part in this body functions in unity. If it was fighting against each other, we'd be in trouble. We wouldn't be around. We'd be, I don't know. I don't know what would happen, but we wouldn't be around. Here we go. This is 1 Corinthians also chapter 12, verse 27 says, Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Amen. Include yourself. Yes. Amen. Include yourself. Don't exclude yourself. You are part of the body. Yes. Amen. Just like every part of this body God put there. Mm-hmm. And it's valuable. And it's being used by this body in unity with the rest of the parts. So you are part of the body. So don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. You're part of it. So He has great plans for us. And Proverbs 16:13 says, commit your works to God, to the Lord. Submit and trust them to Him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to His will and guidance. If you respond. Amen. The New King James says, commit your works to God, and your thoughts will be established. So, Lord, I want to stay in tune with Him, because I want to do this right. Amen. I've been away from Him too long. Amen. Well, I want to stay in tune with Him now. When you stay in tune, you're in touch. You have a relationship, and you're going to do what He's called you to do. How do I know what to do? Well, I'm in touch with Him. I have relationships. The Lord says, I know your plans that I have for you. To go to the one that knows you. So who do I go to get my plans? I go to the one that knows me. Him. Amen. Do not go to someone that misguides you. Don't go to your horoscope. If you do, give it up. Don't go to the psychic. Don't go to the witch, the booze, the drugs. They can't help you. They can't help you. It might tickle your ear and make you feel good for a second. But go to the one that knows you. Go to the one that created you. He says, before I formed you in the womb, He says, I knew you. He knows all about you. And you know what? We said it many times, but you need to remember this. He knows all about you. He knows all your shortcomings. He knows your setbacks. He knows your failures. And guess what? He's the one that loves you the most. He's the one that wants to help you. And that's the one we need to go to. Amen. That's the one that knows you. And that's the one we need to go to. He wants to bless you to be a blessing. He blesses you to be a blessing. He just don't bless you so you can keep it. He blesses you so that you could be a blessing for Him. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. Mark 12:30 says this. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The Lord will not accept us half-hearted service. Part-time. He wants full service. He don't want you lukewarm. He wants you on fire. Amen. Revelation 3:16 says, but since you are lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Amen. Deuteronomy 4:24 says, the Lord your God is a devouring fire, a jealous God. He doesn't want you part-time. He wants you full-time. Amen. Being a jealous God, God simply means He wants us totally and completely committed to Him. God can count on you. Here I am, Lord. Send me. You can count on me. I want to be faithful. I want to be, I make myself available to you. Amen. He wants us totally surrendered, being totally faithful to him. He wants us to be, he wants to be first in our lives. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He desires to be at top of our priority list. If you have a priority list, most of us do, put him first. I say, I'm not going to change these. You might have 1 through 10, 1 through whatever, but make sure the one is always God first. Amen. Jesus first. He wants us to stay hungry and thirsty for more of him. He wants us to be available and passionate for him. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. This kind of behavior that it takes if you're going to do anything for him, big or small, it doesn't, I'm going to stay hungry. I'm going to stay available for him. Amen. Big or small, whatever you want me to do, Lord. Well, I just want you to go and talk to this person and tell them I love them. I don't want to. That's not big enough for me. I don't want to do that. He told you to do something, but we're just going to pass on. That's not big enough. I mean, is that really God? You know? You should know. When you have a relationship and you're intimate with the Father, you'll know. He wants you to say something to this person. If you're not putting them down, if it's a kind thing, if it's a nice thing, be kind to that person. You know it's the Father. He's not telling you to go there and talk down to him or her, but be nice to him. You know, that'll make their day. Commit, submit, and be available. Serve and obey him daily. Be available and passionate. People are people who are consumed and fulfilled with what God has called them to do. You know, some of us are gifted in different things. You know, the praise and worship team, they love playing their instruments. That's fine. God gifted them different ways, and gifted us in different ways. And they love playing their instruments. They love singing their songs. But he's gifted you in a way. And, you know, whatever it is that he's gifted you, you just love doing that. I don't know why I always love doing this. He's gifted you, and it's not wrong. Available and passionate in a motivated force that caused them to see their dream come true. Yes. Empowered them to overcome fear, doubt, and discourage. Kept them moving forward in spite of how many times they've experienced setbacks. Yeah. You know, hey, you know what? You beat me for the last time. I ain't going to do this anymore. I'm giving up. Amen. You know how many times Jesus was put down at a time when he went and took a beating, worse beating that nobody has ever took. Didn't break him. Still, he says, forgive him. And we just get a little scratch and we want to give up. I say, oh, nah. They told me something. I ain't going to forgive them. I ain't going to forget about it. That's it. And I'm going back to church. Come on now. Picked him up. He picks us up no matter how many times we get knocked down. The heart of giving us the courage to do amazing things. You know, Peter denied him 3 times. And he could have said, you know, I'm not going to use you anymore. Still, he used him mightily in bringing messages that brought thousands into the kingdom of God. He don't give up on you. People give up on you. Don't you give up on yourself. Amen. The reason why so many people never see their dreams and visions come to reality is simple. They're not available and they're not passionate to do it. God tells you what to do, but I don't think that's God. You know, you have somebody come and just tell you something and say, hey, won't you come spend time with us, you know, hang out with us, you know, just forget about that stuff. Man, we join them right away. But we forget about what God says. Come on, somebody, this is for somebody now. If you don't want it, I'll take it. Being available and passionate is what caused the disciples in the early church to turn their worlds upside down. And we can do the same thing. But they were passionate. They were available. And they were on fire for God. And we need to do the same thing. We get on fire for so many different things. And we run and we go and do whatever. And spend whatever. What about him? Come on now. Acts 1 and 8. This is a great scripture. Everybody knows this. But when the Holy Spirit has come upon them, you will receive power and will tell people about me everywhere. Okay? In Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. How about Alpine, Fort Davis, Big Ben, Presidio, Marfa? Wherever you happen to go. Wherever you happen to go. Amen? Wherever you go, still you're a child of God. Still bloom where God sends you. I'm a child of God. Now, I'm making myself available where you are. I ain't going to no places I ain't supposed to be. So, God, I'm available for your service everywhere I go. Amen. And he wants to use you wherever he goes. He says, I search the whole world to find somebody. Let that somebody be you. After filled with the Holy Spirit, they were available and they got passionate and they got bold and they had power. Yes. Amen. You know what the enemy hates? The enemy hates when you spend time with him, because you get full of the word and the word starts flowing out of you. And then he says, I'm out of here. So get those fear out. Get those negative things out. Get full of the word. Amen. When you get full of the word, it's going to fill you. You ain't got room for this negative stuff. Amen. And the enemy either. And he's no longer going to keep you down. He's no longer going to feed you not lies, you know, and feed you negative things. Amen. Why? Because I'm renewing it. Says, you're not doing that anymore, Satan. I'm not receiving that anymore. I'm cleaning that out and it's gone. I don't want it here. You have no place in me. Amen. Praise God. Passion is what caused Peter and John to disregard the religious leaders. Their passion caused them to ignore the threats and to have fear. Their passion gave them the holy boldness to declare in Acts 4 and 20. It says, we cannot stop telling about the wonderful things we have seen and heard. Yes. Man, let me tell you. You go to off the weekend, you go to work. First Monday morning, what do you know? What's new? And everybody wants to, you know, just gossip, and tell you the latest and the greatest. They says, we cannot stop telling the wonderful things we've seen and heard. Yeah. Well, I spent time in the Word. I spent time in prayer. Let me tell you, instead of doom and gloom, you know, hey, joy. Joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. The truth sets you free. Praise God. Being available and passionate would not allow them to be silent. They're not going to stop you from being silent. You know, I was talking to Pastor Pat this morning about, I said, I'm going to talk to him about what does soda and a Christian have in common? I said, boy, you know, you get them stirred up and you open them up and it just overflow. You have an overflow. Well, you get full of the Word of God and you open your mouth and it's going to overflow. It says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. You're going to start speaking the Word of God. Man, I didn't know that was in me. Who is this talking in? Is this me? Is this really me? Yeah, that's you. It's called maturity. It's called growth. It's called releasing. You know, we're not called to hold it or save it. We're called to release, confess the word, speak the word. Amen. It caused them to become bolder. You want to be bolder? Get in the word. You'll be bold. Inspire them to say, we obey God rather than men. And some of us have been wanting to say this for a long time, but we don't say it. You know, a lot of us, you know, I've been wanting to tell you I'm a Christian for all these years, and I haven't. It's time. Step out of your boat. Step out of your comfort zone. Yes. Amen. And step out in faith. Step out in him. Say, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith and not by fears. Amen. would not allow them to seek a comfort zone. Some of us do a lot of that. Let me see, where can I go hide? I don't want pastor to say anything to me or about me. But God will find you wherever you are. You don't, you can't hide from him. Yeah. Got them through hard times. Anybody been through some hard times? Oh, yay. <Let's laughs> Kept them going when others fell by the wayside. Keep us going. Lord kept us going, you know, when people were just falling off to the wayside. Amen. Lord, you got a way for us. You got to have a plan for us. And we're going to keep on pressing on. He says, when you've done all these things, stand on the word and keep pressing on the word. Amen. Keep pressing on him. Available and passionate people live committed lives. They practice their faith and joy and enthusiasm. Amen. Forget about that. God is calling you today to become available and be a passionate follower for him. You. Amen. You. You know, you quit talking about somebody else. If so-and-so was here, she would have been just right for this. No. Well, you know what? You're getting full so that you can go and minister and witness to so-and-so. And let them know that you could have Christ also. Christ is for you. Salvation is free. All you have to do is receive it. Christ is free. All you have to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior. And some of us, come on, the bell's ringing. We got to answer it. I think I told you last week. Jesus sent you a friend request. Did you accept or you deleted it? Some of us been deleting too long. Amen. You know, you go to Facebook and, man, I got a friend request from so-and-so. So many people. They want to be friends with you. Make sure it's for the right things. Yes. Amen. Chronicles 2:6-9 says this. The eyes of the Lord, here we go. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Available. Available. Let me see. God will show himself strong on behalf of people who demonstrate availability and passion for him. Yeah. He'll show himself strong for you. Mm-hmm. Amen. So he has no favorites. You know if the favorite one is? You. You. We always, well, God loves him more than he loves me. God uses him more than he uses me. God don't use me. And you know, we're always putting the blame on somebody else. No, make yourself available. Be available, and God's going to use you. Say, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Joel 21:30 says this. 21 verses 20, 21 and 30. Tell us that he will do great things and show wonders in behalf of those who are available, who are passionate about serving him. Praise God. Make yourself available. You make it exciting. He wants you to be right in the middle of it. No, we're good. A lot of times we're good in getting right in the middle of trouble. But he wants to be right in the middle of what he is doing. Amen. And we can do that also. He wants you to be right in the middle of it. I'm persuaded that the only those that are available and passionate will have a role to play. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be left out. I want to play. I told you I love sports. But if you love sports, you want to play. I want to be involved. I'm available, coach. Send me. Amen. He's our coach. Lord, coach, send me. I'm available. I want to be involved. But you got to be trained up and you got to be ready. Keep yourself trained up and ready for him to use you. Amen. I don't want to be left out. How can I be sure I won't be left out? Keep myself available. Keep myself passionate for God. And keep myself stirred up. Yes. Amen. Yes. Available and passionate people can do this. Stir yourself up in him. Amen. Stir yourself up. So I told you a few minutes ago about the soda. This is what I wrote. It says, available and passionate people and a can of soda have in common. What do they have in common? says stir them up and open, everything flows out. You can't keep it in. It has to come out. Your cup runs over, Psalms 23. It comes out as you minister God's word. Release the word so it could do its job. You got the word that could set somebody free, but you're still holding it. You're saving it. You were afraid to say anything. You have to release it. When you release it, it'll go and do its purpose. Amen. You have everything needed to accomplish what God has called you to do. It's already in you. But you have to do the studying. You have to do the stirring up. Jesus is in you. Love is in you. Faith is in you. Power is in you. It's up to you and me to get stirred up and released. Don't bottle it. Don't hold it. Release it. Man, you need to write that down. Amen. Amen. Don't bottle it. Don't save it. You release it. How do I do that? Speak it. Say it. And some of us speak real well. We got to let it out. What else we got? Jesus was available. Are you? Yeah. Only you can answer that question. Amen. You can get with him in your quiet time. Mm-hmm. But you need to make yourself available. Keep going, Carmen. God does not ask of our abilities and our inabilities, but our availabilities. Amen. Amen. Everyone he called made an excuse. Yeah. I can't. With God, he's looking at our availability. Are you available? Amen. I don't have enough of this. I don't have enough of that. You know, we're always short on some way. But he says, but are you available? I just need you to be available. Amen. He's the head. We're the body. How's he going to get his word in this world? Through his body. Us. Keep going. God has uniquely gifted you to help someone be available as God opens the door for you to do so. I mean, it ain't no simpler than this. He's gifted you to help somebody be available as God opens that door for you. And on a daily basis, the opportunity is there. Are you taking that opportunity? For God to use you in this way. You know, 2 hours later, you think about it and say, wow, you know what? I met this person in the street, you know, and this happened, you know. I say, man, I didn't think of it. I could have said something. Well, God was there, and he was telling you what to say or what to do, but you didn't recognize that. Or you just had fear, and you were too comfy not to come out of there and do anything. Keep going. We got some good ones here. Be yourself no matter what other people think. And other people always think bad about you. You're not good enough. You're not qualified. Come on now. If you don't have anybody, I've got plenty of people on my family. Be yourself no matter what other people think. God made you the way you are for a reason. Besides an original, it's always worth more than a copy. God made you an original. Quit trying to compare yourself and say, well, I'm not good enough. Praise God. Be original. Be yourself. Be available. Keep going. Whew. The power of God is available to you today to help you do whatever you need to do with a smile on your face. His power is available all the time. Not just sometimes, but all the time. But we need to take that opportunity. When that opportunity is there, be available to do so. Keep going, Kermit. God only needs a willing vessel to use. Are you willing? That's all he needs. Forget about the abilities, the inabilities. All you need is a willing vessel. Here am I, Lord. Use me. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Amen. Keep going, Kermit. Sometimes your only available transportation is a leap of faith. I got to step out in faith because I don't know how God's going to do this, but he wants me to do it, so I'm just going to step out in faith. Amen. You know how many of us have been there? I don't know how this is going to happen. You don't have to. He knows. I don't know how he's going to do this. You don't have to. He does. Amen. All I need to do is be a willing vessel and step out in faith. This is you. This is me. Amen. So he's talking about us. You and me. Keep going. Woo, my God. I have this for the church. I was going to rename this to Be Available. But it says the Beatitudes. And the first one here is Be Available. I mean, these are good for you to practice on a daily basis. Amen. But it says Be Available, just a few. Be yourself. Be blessed. Be committed. Be faithful. Be obedient. Humble. Teachable. Forgiving. Loving. On and on and on and on. But we need to do these things. Be these things. Amen. Praise God. Remember Christ. His love and compassion shows through you. Amen. If we practice these things instead of being mean and ugly, we'd be a whole lot better. Amen. And we wouldn't be so upset all the time. Okay, Carmen, I got them all. Oh, keep going. Be happy. That was it? Okay, yeah, I was going to close with that one. So stir yourself up. You can be available and passionate. Don't sit on the sidelines like most Christians do. Just spectating, judging, you know, being comfy. Okay? Come on. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Get involved. Be on the cutting edge. Participating. Being involved. Knowing I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Knowing I have the word in me. Knowing God is on my side. Knowing I'm on the winning side. And I'm going to press on and do these things. I'm going to be involved. My decision has been made up. I choose not to be average. I'm an original, not a copy. I am anointed, called by a supernatural God. No, I'm a natural guy with his super. Makes me supernatural. I'm a supernatural guy going somewhere to happen for somebody. Amen. I'm anointed, called of God. I'm a winner. I'm a champion. I can do all things through Christ. Remember who you are in Him. And remember who's backing you all the time. And remember, He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always with you. Praise God, man. So say this with me as we close. I choose to keep myself passionate and stirred up for Him. There you go. Praise God. So thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us, Lord, to be available to you at all times, Lord, in Jesus' name. So praise God. Thank you. And those of you that are listening, those of you that are watching, if you never accepted Christ in your life, now's the time to do so. Amen. We don't have to close until you have this opportunity. So praise God. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And start studying. Start going to a Bible-based church where you can go and study the Word. And get yourself growing and going for God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And all of you that are hurting right now, Father, I just thank you that by Jesus' stripes, we are healed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. That's what your word of God says. That's what the word of God says. And we're standing in faith, Lord. Touch your people, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Heal them, Lord. And we believe this, Lord, and we stand on your word in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, time to give. If you're watching or listening, you still want to give your tithes and offerings. Amen. Go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Hit that donate button. If you're mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. Just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you. God bless you. God loves you, and we love you. Amen.